福音开始的时候有四位弟兄姊妹，有一天他们照着圣经的教训，他们白领纪念主。
So as in the beginning that they have a four brother and a sister with their love for the Lord, they broke the bread and the meat together.
他们这些年轻人就开始有聚会。
And they had this meeting.
但是当时他们在那里追求主的时候。
And when they were there follow the Lord.
他们可以说主要的还是传福音。
And their emphasis is still preaching the gospel.
他们利用假期的时候就到乡间的去传福音去。
They utilize the vacation they had and go to the countryside.
但是慢慢慢慢
But gradually,
神特别在迷弟兄的里面给他有光照
Particularly in the heart of a watchman, the Lord enlightens his heart.
他就是说，除了福音之外
And he knows other than the gospel.
神所要的那是教会
And what God really wants.To have is a church.
他就是说，神的儿女不应当分门别类。
He said that God's people should not be divided.
应当奉主的名在那里聚集。
They need to gather together to the end of the name of the Lord.
所以他就在这班青年的弟兄姊妹中间，就开始交通他里面的光照。
So he started to share among the young people what he had received that light from the Lord.
但是不被接受。
And was not being accepted.
特别是与他同工的、比他年长的弟兄不接受。
Especially those older than him in the Lord, they do not accept it.
所以你弟兄就退去。
So the brother Lee just received.
他不愿意与弟兄们相争。
He do not want to strive with the brothers.
到了一九二六年的时候。
In the year of 1926.
他到了上海。
And he came to Shanghai.
那个时候已经有几位弟兄姊妹在神的面前有同样的看见。
There are a few brother and sister have the same vision.
有几位姊妹
and there are few sisters.
可惜我没有时间讲
Unfortunately, I don't have much time.
这几位姊妹实在是神所特别预备的姊妹
And those sisters are specially prepared by the Lord.
他们与你弟兄和其他一两位弟兄他们碰在一起
They meet with Watchman Lee and several others.
就开始在几位姊妹住的地方那个房子里头他们开始就聚会
and they start to meet in the house of those sisters place
他们天他们这个平常是他们睡觉的地方吃饭的地方
in the daytime this is the place they eat and sleep in the night
要聚会的时候就把这些东西都拿开他们就拍椅子就聚会
when the meeting time comes they just put everything aside and start to meet in the same very place
在他们的心窝里头只有一个心愿
they only have one wish
他们愿意回到当初教会单纯的里面去
do you want to return to the original purpose of the simplicity of the church
他们不愿意有任何的组织
They do not wish to have any organization.
他们愿意与神的众儿女合业交通。
They want to be unified with all the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
从这里就开始。
From this point.
起初的时候，你弟兄在那里所讲的，他是关乎救恩了，那些的事情。
In the beginning, what was preached is just the salvation.
他讲一点教会。
And speak a little bit of a church.
然后他就开始讲十字架主观的经历。
And then he just mentioned about the cross and the subjective experience.
然后他开始讲神旨意的中心。
Then he comes to the central purpose of God.
到了一九三四年的时候，他就开始讲基督就是中心。
And come to the year of 1934, he started to say the Christ is the center.
那个时候，在中国就开始在其他的地方也响应。
So there's echoes in many other places in China for this movement.
可以说在一个
unrelated to the
是神在那里给一般弟兄姊妹有同样的看见。
And it is a God that gives the same vision to the people.
那是过后大家碰到。
And this was discovered later on when they met together.
看见说神的灵在我们里面所运行的是一样。
They found out that the God, the Spirit moved within them are the same Spirit.
所以虽然在沿海一带有聚会。
So even though that within the coastline there are some meeting together,
甚至于在这个满洲的东北
even come to, all the way to the Manchuria,
但是呢没有组织
but there's no organization
都是神的灵在各地这样行事
and the Spirit of the Lord started work.
那个时候弟兄们真是相爱
Oh, that time the brother and the sister truly loved one another.
弟兄们为着走这个恢复的道路也出了很多的代价
They paid a great price to have this restoration of gospel testimony.
在抗战的时期
And during the war with Japan,
许多的人就开始移到中国内地去。
Many migrate to the inland China.
这样，教会的见证也带到内地去。
And the testimony of the Lord was brought by them.
所以等到这个胜利。之后
and when the final victory was won,
在中国各处的地方都有教会道路的恢复。
At that time, everywhere in China, this is a testimony of the Lord.
在那些的年间
in those years,
没有人的组织。
There's no human organization.
有许多同工侍奉神的人。
There are many workers.
但是在那些同工侍奉神的人中间，只有属灵的关系，没有组织的关系。
But among the workers, there's only spiritual relationship. There's no organization.
在我们同工中，有的人是饿死的。
Many among them, they hunger to death.
因为我们觉得说我们要依靠神。
Because they think they need to.Depend, trust on the Lord, rely on Him.
从来不对人提到我们经济的问题。
They never mention about their own need.
我们有一个弟兄在南方，他是饿死。
And we have one brother that he's starved.
也有弟兄吃水，吃白水多少钱
？And there are many who just drink water only for many days.
但是大家同心合意的在那里为主做见证。
But they've been testimony to the Lord in one accord.
在那差不多二十年的中间
in those 20 years,
可以说弟兄姊妹真是相爱
and the brother and the sister truly love one another.
就是在同工的中间彼此也肯舍命
and even among the workers, they lay down their lives.
所以我们实在看见有神的祝福
So we really see the blessing of the Lord.
在我们中间没有分别。
There's no difference among God's people, no division.
虽然也有一些小小的难处。
Even though there are small difficulties,
也有人从我们中间出去。
There are people depart.
但是可以说大部分的人都是同心合意的相处。
But overall speaking, so often just in one unity.To serve the Lord.
我必须对弟兄姊妹诚实。
I need to be honest to brothers and sisters.
所以蒙神祝福的我也要讲，我们的道我也要讲。
So those who blessed by the Lord, I'm going to mention. But those who failed, I'm also going to mention.
到了四十年代
in the 1940s.
尤其到了四十年代晚期的时候
In the late 1940s
一面我们看见神在我们中间做复兴的工作
On one hand we see the recovery work of the Lord among our midst
因为在抗战的时候我们都散在各地
Because during the war we all scattered around the places
原谅我用我们这个字
Forgive me to use the way.
我不是只做 我们你们他们说。
I'm not saying that we, you, and him.
因为神的儿女都是我们。
And because all the children of God are.
我是指着神在我们中间的工作说。
I'm referring to the work of God.
所以在抗战的时期，因为我们彼此不能交通。
Because during the war with Japan, there's the difficulty to communicate. At work.
有的人是在这个 occupied area， 这个被占领区。
They are people in the occupied territory.
有的人是在自由区。
Some are in the place with the freedom.
所以我们彼此的交通差不多没有。
So the fellowship was very very rare.
等到抗战过去了。
After the war has been come to an end.
我们全国各地的弟兄姊妹有机会再见面。
And all the brothers and sisters have an opportunity to be together at one time.
在那个时候，神给我们一个很大的复兴。
And there's a great revival there.
那真是可以说万物共用。
And that really can say that they share everything.
没有一个人说这个东西是他自己。
And nobody said that it belongs to me.
实在有这种的现象。
And there's a search thing that exists.
但是在同时的时候。
But in the meantime.
也就在那一段的时期。
And something happened in this period.
在我们中间就开始有组织。
And there's organization among us.
虽然我们表面不承认我们有组织。
Even though on the surface we were not acknowledged.
但是在实际上。开始有了组织。
But in reality, the organization has begun.
我们在工作的上面有了组织。
And in the work, this organization.
我们在教会的里面也开始有了组织。
Within the church, this organization as well.
当我回顾的时候。
As I look back.
这个是我们开始堕落。
This is the beginning of the falling away.
感谢神。
And thanks God.
因着政局的改变。
Because of the political turmoil.
神就用这一个来炼净我们。
And God try and refine us.
有一个我们不能否认。
There's one thing we cannot deny.
因为神在我们中间给我们许多的恩典和亮光。
Because there's much light and blessing that God gave to us.
不知不觉我们骄傲。
And knowingly, we take much pride.
我们看不起在公会里头的弟兄。
We look down upon those who are in the denominational church.
因着这个缘故，我们堕落了。
And because of this reason, we fall.
所以在正殿的里面，我们受了很大的痛苦。
And so there's much suffering during those time of political change.
我们受了很多的对付。
And we've been dealt with severely by God.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
他给我们看见说。
He allowed us to see.
我们不能骄傲。
We cannot be proud.
我们并没有比别人好。
We are no better than others.
我们应当与众弟兄姊妹相爱。
We need to love all the brothers.
我们需要从弟兄姊妹身上学习。
We need to learn from brothers and sisters.
像别人从我们身上学习。
Just like others learn from us.
感谢赞美神。
And thanks God.
神就用这一个政治上的变化。
And the Lord used this change political.
把我们多年在神面前所盼望能成功的。
And he changed those what we anticipated for many years.
我们盼望在中国，神的儿女都能不分宗派，能合一。
And our anticipation is all the believers in China will be not according to the division, but in one unity.
我们没有做成功。
But we failed.
但是因着政局的变动，这件事情。
But according to the political change, this has been made.
在中国，在那一段的时间就没有宗派了。
There's no denomination in that period of time.
就是基督徒。
Just a Christian.
如果你是一个基督徒，你就是弟兄，就是姊妹。
If you are a Christian, you are brothers and sisters.
彼此相爱，彼此相爱。
And love one another, care for one another.
这个是我们感谢神的事情。
This is what we need to
than God.
当然，因着这一个原则。
And for this reason,
因着神的儿女在中国生活上的见证。
Because of the testimony of the Christian in China,
福音就传开。
And the gospel was widespread.
许许多多的人信仰。
Many was come to the saving knowledge.
这是今天。在中国的情形。
This is the condition in China.
那么说到在国外呢？
And how about the, what's happening abroad, overseas?
在国外，我们原来有一点的工作。
We have a little bit of work outside China.
我们在菲律宾，在马来西亚都有一点工作。
In Philippines, Malaysia, there's some work there.
我们在香港。也有一点工作。
In Hong Kong as well.
我们在香港开始工作是1937年。
In 1937, the Hong Kong's work began.
那个时候我们有几位同工到广州去工作。
And there are several co-workers went to Kangchiu,
Canton. 我们在那里去传福音，在那里工作。
So we preach the gospel and we...Labor for the Lord.
当我们在那里工作的时候
When we work there,
有一位老姊妹从香港下来看我们
This elderly lady came from Hong Kong to visit us.
这一个老姊妹那个时候已经六十几岁了
And she is in her 60s.
她是一个教友老教友
And he has been saved many years.
老教友
He's
nominal Christian.
He's a nominal Christian.
Church member.
She's a church member.
他有他，他那一年呢，他到天津去。
And he really received the message.
他到天津去。
Oh, he went to the 天津。
刚好我们在天津啊开始有工作。
And the work at the 天津 just started.
所以他去听福音得救了。
So she was saved after he heard the gospel.
然后他要回到香港，他就问他说，在香港有没有这样的聚会？
Since she's going to go back to Hong Kong, he asked us whether there's a meeting in Hong Kong of this type.
他们告诉他说，香港还没有，在广州啊，有弟兄在那里。
It's not in Hong Kong, but in Kangchiu.
所以他一到香港，第二天就跑到广州来了。
So the second day after he arrived Hong Kong, he went to Kangchiu.
我们在主里就有一点交通。
And we have some communication in the Lord.
他就回到香港。
And he returned.
过了很短的时间。
After a short period has been passed.
我们有两位同工就从广州来到香港。
And there's two co-workers from Kangchiu who come to the Hong Kong.
就与这一位姊妹就开始在香港。
And the work in Hong Kong began.
所以香港的工作是1937年开始。
So 1937, Hong Kong's work began.
因着政局的改变。
Because the political transition.
所以许多省的儿女从中国出来就跑到香港、南洋、台湾这一带的地方去。
So many came out of China, they went to Hong Kong and Indochina and Taiwan.
在神的怜悯的底下
，According to the mercy of the Lord,
我们也看见神开始工作。
And He started His work.
所以无论在台湾也好，在菲律宾也好，在新加坡也好，在印尼也好，在泰国也好，在各处的地方，就开始看见。有一般神的儿女起来要做教会的见证
So many people we can see from the Philippines from Taiwan from Hong Kong and Singapore and from Thailand so they just start to do the work of the Lord
但是非常的不幸
But and most unfortunately
也开始组织起来
It marks the beginning of the organization
很不幸
Unfortunately,
到了六零年的那一段的时间
in the 60s,
在我们中间就开始了分裂
Among us, there's a division.
这一个分裂不但在台湾，也在菲律宾， 也在新加坡，也在香港。
This division is widespread not only in Taiwan, but in Singapore, in Hong Kong, in Philippines.
神把我们兴起来，是做教会合一的见证。
The Lord raised us for the testimony of the unity of His church.
但是在我们中间，分离是最严重的。
But the most serious among us is the division.
不错，
出来。
仇敌不甘心。
The adversary is not willing to see this.
神在哪一方面特别用你的，那一方面仇敌特别要做工。
In any aspect that the Lord used most, He's going to assault most.
但是我们不能把罪名都背在魔鬼的身上。
But we cannot
blame Satan for everything.
Blame him for everything.
我们自己在神的面前出了毛病。
It's within us. There's something false.
在我们中间，不单是为着道理的缘故。
Among us, not just for the doctrine.
更是为着人的问题。
But because of the personality.
我们中间就起了分裂。
We have a division.
分裂到一个地步，连世界上人所做的事情、不做的事情，我们中间都有。
And division come to the point that what has been done is over and beyond what the people in the world did.
当1970年我路过香港的时候，我是满面羞耻。
In 1970, when I passed by Hong Kong, I was much ashamed.
感谢神。
Thank God.
就在这种的光景里面。
In this condition.
可以说从那个时候一直到今天。
From that point on until now.
因着在我们中间分离的缘故。
Because the division among us.
所以在我们中间很少几乎不提教会的道理。
For this reason of division, we mention very few, almost not mentioning about the way of the church.
我们不敢讲。
We are so fearful when to say it.
我们不配讲。
We're not fit to say it.
因此，后来的弟兄姊妹根本就不知道我们在这里做什么。
So the young brother and sister they have no idea of what we are doing here.
他们以为说我们不过是另外一宗另外一派。
They think we are just another denomination, another sect.
也为着这个缘故。
For this reason,
有的人认为说此路不通。
They think this way is stuck.
所以就开始走比较宽大的道路。
They go to a broad way.
在这几十年来
，In those years，
那一个见证可以说差不多没有。
The original testimony was spoiled almost to the point of non-existent.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
还有一些弟兄姊妹。
There is a remnant of the brother and sister.
我们心里头不甘心。
And in our heart, there's a burden.
我们不愿意接受这一种的情形。
We do not accept the condition.
我们觉得神在哪里呼召我们。
And we sense the call of the Lord.
他在哪里呼召我们要悔改。
He called us for repentance.
他在那里好像对老弟家的教会他在门外叩门。
He is just like was the Lord of the Laodicea. He said knocking at the door.
他要我们开门。
He wants us to open our door.
在有的人的感觉里面他就是说好像主对腓立提教会所说的话。
Many people think that the Lord speaks to Philadelphia church.
你要持守你所有的。
You will hold fast what you had.
免得人夺取你的冠冕。
So that no one take the crown away from you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister.
今天在我们中间的光景。
Today he's among all God's people.
有老底家的光景。
They are Laodicea's condition.
也有腓立比的光景。
They are condition of the Philadelphia.
有的人也许已经在老底家的情形里头。
Maybe you already fall into Laodicea.
你需要悔改。
You need to repent.
有的人也许还在那里勉强的那里执着。
And those people they press on, persevere.
主的话说。你要持守到底。
And then the word of the Lord said you need to hold on, hold fast to it.
免得有人夺取你的冠冕。
So that no one take the crown away from you.
弟兄姊妹。
And brother and sister.
我相信主没有放手。
I believe that Lord did not give it up.
如果主没有放手，我们能放弃吗？
If the Lord didn't give up, how can we give up?
我相信主的灵，尤其在这些年间，他在那里工作。
And I believe the Spirit of the Lord, especially in those years, continue work.
我相信主在许多弟兄姊妹里面有一个说不出来的那个感觉。
We trust that many brothers in their heart there's something.Cannot be uttered the same feeling.
我们知道我们今天的光景不对。
We know that today's our condition is not right.
我们巴不得能回到当初。
How we like to return to the condition of the first.
神如果怜悯的话。
If the Lord have mercy.
他在我们中间还能恢复我们。
And he can restore us.
不错。
Yes.
我们需要出代价。
We need to pay the price.
我们需要放下我们的自己。
We need to lay down ourselves.
我们需要把遗传的东西放下。
We need to get rid of the tradition.
我们需要谦卑在神的面前。
We need to humble before the Lord.
我们需要仰望他。
We need to look to the Lord.
在我们里面更新。那天上的意象
to renew that heavenly vision in our heart
或者我们从来没有看见我们能看见
or we will see what we never seen before
因为神把我们这一般人呼召不是没有特别的事
it is because the Lord called us it's not without a special reason
我们身上有一个使命
we have a mission
巴不得我们能像保罗说
We hope we wish we can say like a Paul
我没有违背那份天上来的意象
I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision
我们低头
Let's bow our head and pray
我们的主我们的神
Our Lord our God
我们在你面前是出路敞开
Before you, we are naked, we are transparent.
我们也愿意在弟兄姊妹的面前赤露敞开。
And we would like to be transparent before our brethren.
主啊，你在我们心里那种说不出来的叹息。
Oh Lord, you utter your travails in your heart, which cannot be uttered.
巴不得你垂听。
And we pray that you are here.
Oh, 在你还没有来到之前。
Before you are coming back.
求你在我们中间。
And Lord, we pray that you in our midst.
恢复你的道路和你的见证。
Recover your way and your testimony.
主啊，你顾念你自己的见证。
And Lord, care for your own testimony.
你不要顾惜我们。
Oh Lord, just not care so much of how we feel.
保守我们。
Oh, keep our heart.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.